You're listening to SBS News.
Bonta and Marchi parents on a dry creek bed in the Northern Territory desert, Rosalie Kunoth Monks rose to fame as a teenage lead in the film classic Jeddah, the first Australian title to be shown in colour. Miss Kunoth Monks' daughter, Nala, says that despite her legacy as an Indigenous trailblazer, the young actress was rather introverted in her early career.
It was just a matter of them telling her what to do. At that time, we're filming now, you do it, you have to say this. So she did it. She was very shy, and because she had been brought up in a tribal setting, so she didn't really know much about the outside world.
Depicting an orphan raised by a white woman, a reluctant 16-year-old from Central Australia became an inspiration. Fellow Northern Territory actor Rob Collins says the NT performing arts community owe a great debt of gratitude to Miss Kunoth Monks.
I remember being halfway through my acting studies, sitting in the reference library here in Darwin, watching Jeddah, seeing Rosalie and Robert Sadowali on screen, and thinking, yeah, like anything is possible. And that will be her legacy for generations of Indigenous actors to come.
In 1993, Rosalie Kunoth Monks was awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia for her services to Indigenous peoples. In 2015, she was named NAIDOC Person of the Year, as well as the Northern Territory Australian of the Year. Such prestigious honours were deserved recognition for a lifetime's work, which began when she moved to Melbourne in her late teens to become a nun. She founded Victoria's first Aboriginal hostel before returning to Central Australia. According to her daughter, she devoted her time and energy to fighting for the justice of her people.
Seeing it firsthand and experiencing it firsthand, living through all of that time, and you feel that you're inferior all the time, it does something to a person. And if we don't stand up and say for what it is, then nothing will change. And that's how Mum felt.
Forever a fierce and defiant advocate for Indigenous rights, Rosalie Kunoth Monks challenged a nation's thinking with her appearance on Q&A in 2014.
And I speak my language. I practice my cultural essence of me. Don't try and suppress me, and don't call me a problem. I am not the problem. I have never left my country, nor have I ceded any part of it. Nobody has entered into a treaty or talked to me about who I am.
In an interview in 2018, Miss Kunoth Monks admitted she did not think Indigenous Australians were in control of how they were perceived on screen.
When we try and imitate what is acceptable in the mainstream of Australia, most of it we come up against racist, preconceived ideas of what we are.
Rosalie Kunoth Monks is survived by her 5 children and 19 grandchildren, including Amelia Kunoth Monks.
The things I'll miss about my grandmother is her laughter, her stories, her screaming at the TV for her favourite team, Geelong. I think her trying to teach me language, and her not being sitting there for like 2 minutes and saying I give up because I could not pronounce certain words. So she used to laugh about that a lot.
A memorial service to celebrate a remarkable life is being planned for Alice Springs before a private burial on country at Utopia. Brooke Young, SBS News.